It's time for basketball action on WKTN. Tonight, the Hardin County Pioneers host Union County. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center, Hintzel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, OptiHealth, West Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, The LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Davis Construction, The Plaza Inn, 40 Sales and Service, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benchett, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Now live, here's Jim Holman and Mike Steyer.
Good evening, everybody. We've got regional basketball action on tap tonight. The Hardin County Pioneers entertain the Union County Cougars. Jim Holman and Mike Steyer with you here tonight. Should be a good one on 95.3 WKTN. We're going to take a timeout, get the Cessna Transport pregame show started right after this on your Region Radio 95.3 WKTN.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Are you struggling to keep up? Like many, you may feel your budget has been stretched to its limit. Are you having difficulties due to poor credit? Let Quest Federal Credit Union help you find your financial fitness. Schedule an appointment today to go over budgeting, credit score restoration, and personal finance. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured, membership eligibility required, equal opportunity lender.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137 for any questions.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton Elementary School. We've got a busy week on WKTN this week, Cessna Transport pregame show. This is the second game of, like I said, a very busy week. Last night we had Cary defeating Kenton girls basketball action 52-45. Tonight here we've got Union County making the trip upstate Route 31 to take on the Simon Kenton Pioneers tomorrow. Hardin known as that Ridgemont girls basketball action. Friday night we have the Kenton Wildcats entertaining Wapakoneta, Western Buckley boys play. And we'll round up the week at Allen East. Hardin Northern Polar Bears come to town to take on the Mustangs. We're taking another time out here in the Cessna Transport pregame show. Come back and tell them more about those teams right after this.
Forney Sales and Service of Forest is your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer. Old Man Winter is coming. Forney Sales and Service can help you get ready for the winter snow with Cub Cadet and Troy-built snow blowers. Why shovel snow when you can get great deals now at Forney Sales and Service? 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Call 419-273-3054 or visit their Facebook page. Forney Sales and Service wishes the Hardin County Pioneers the best of luck.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Sess the Transport pregame show, live tonight from Kenton Elementary School. The Hardin County Pioneers entertain the Union County Cougars. Union County coming in tonight, making that nice trip up State Route 31 to take on the Pioneers. These teams met on December 4th. Simon Kenton was a 38-22 winner in that one.
Oh, good. They are coached by James Smith. Don't really have a record for them, but they do have 11 players on their team. And for this game, I'll let you know, it is a men's Division 4. But the Kenton team does have girls on it, and that's okay. They still played, and they won last time.
Got Jake Van Scoy, Andrew Wright, Brian Cunningham, Shannon Daniels, Austin Cunningham, James Oakley, Clinton Taylor, Ivan Green, Chase Gibson, Derek Wallace, and Eric Osborne rounding out the Union County roster. That's number 3, Van Scoy, 5, Wright, 10, Cunningham, 11, Daniels, 21, Cunningham, 23, Oakley, 25, Taylor, 30, Green, 42, Gibson, and 44, Wallace, and 45 with Osborne there. The Union County Cougars roster. They're warming up the basket to our left, to our right. Josh Gammon and the Hardin County Pioneers warming up. We'll take another time out here on the Sess the Transport pregame show. Come back and talk about the Pioneers right after this.
The Plaza Inn Family Restaurant Mount Victory has been serving our community since 1959, offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and our homemade desserts. Don't forget us for your next party or catering event. Also located inside the old coach room at the Plaza Inn is the Dealership Bar and Restaurant, featuring local bands on the weekends. Stop by and check us out. The Plaza Inn and the Dealership Bar and Restaurant are proud supporters of the Hardin County Pioneers and wish them the best of luck this season. The Plaza Inn, it's worth the drive.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
HSLC is a proud supporter of Hardin County area teams. Today's athletes are tomorrow's leaders. The hard work that our athletes put in to perfect their skills will carry over to their adult life and make Hardin County even better. Thank you, area athletes.
The Home Savings and Loan Company of Kenton, Ohio, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
HSLC, infinite opportunities.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Wright self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. So that's the Transport pregame show coming to you live. Kenton Elementary School, the Hardin County Pioneers entertaining the Union County Cougars. Let's look here at the Pioneers, 3-1 in the season, correct, Mike?
Yeah, Pioneers. They are coached by Amber Schaefer, who's been coaching for 23 years. Won a state title in 1999. This group, their ages range from 8 to 49. And so, again, they are a men's Division IV team, so they will play co-ed, though. There are some ladies on the team against Union County who are all men. Other coaches for the Pioneers are, again, Amber Schaefer is the head coach, Maria Pierce, Destiny Webb, Kimmy Britton Cecil.
Well done with that. We had to get the pronunciation on
Thank
that.
Thank you. And I actually, yeah. Yep.
So we know, but still, yes.
We work on that. Yep. And that's actually the hardest name on this. And manager Shane Holloway.
Players for the Pioneers, we've got number 3, Paul Leifer. Number 4, Trent Daniels. Number 12, Grady Schwartz. And we got 15, Josh Airgammon. 22, Bree Truman. 23, Bella Dre. 24, Jake Seagrave. 30, Hot Rod Jordan. And 35, Haley Hines. Going to take one more time to assess the transport pregame show. Come back and get you set for tip-off right after this.
Are you dreaming of a home makeover that reflects your style and comfort? Look no further than Davis Construction, your one-stop solution for all your remodeling needs. Specializing in siding, roofing, seamless gutters, bathrooms, and general remodeling, Davis Construction brings your visions to life. Our skilled craftsmen deliver quality that stands the test of time. Transform your space with confidence. Call Davis Construction today at 937-935-2439 and let us do the work for you.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones financial advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
We'll wrap up assess the transport pregame show. Hardin County Pioneers take on the Union County Cougars. We'll take one more time out here. We'll come back and get this one tipped off right after this on your region radio. 95.3 WKTN.
The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. Located at 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. Visit our Facebook page for upcoming events for our members. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud supporter of the Hardin County Pioneers and wish them the best of luck.
Looking to save money every month? Well, who isn't? With a Quest MasterCard, you can lock in a low fixed interest rate from 5.99 to 11.9% APR for qualified cardholders. You can even perform balance transfers from other high interest cards and save real money every month. Apply online today. Membership and credit score eligibility required. Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
Hensel Ready Mix offers 6 locations to serve you. In Kenton, Prospect, Marengo, State Route 53 and Forest, Columbus, and Plain City. In business since 1963, Hensel Ready Mix provides concrete for every specification and radio dispatch front discharge mixers. For prompt, dependable service, call Hensel Ready Mix today. Hensel Ready Mix is a proud supporter of all surrounding area sports teams and wishes them the best of luck this season.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized to you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situations change? Hi, I'm Kyle Johnston, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor. When we work together, we'll focus on what's important to you. We'll use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals, and we'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact me today at 419-673-0937. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton Elementary School. Opening tip brought to you by HSLC. The first quarter sponsor, Roof Loves, with Andrew Benchick. The Pioneers take on the Cougars. Cougars with the basketball here to open this one up. That is, I'm laughing because I gave the name Chris Granball had the ball there. I was going to say, I gave you the name and then forgot to look it up myself. Ball thrown inside. Shot is up, smothered there by the Pioneers. Dylan Robbins took the shot and kicks it back.
Big
a deep three-pointer on the way. Hello. That is Granville there at the three-pointer.
We'll run through Union County's Cougars real quick. 11, Shannon Daniels. 21, Austin Cunningham. 30, Ivan Green. 24, Dylan Robinson. And 20, Chris Gambriel.
Deep three-pointer on the way that time from Jordan. It's off the mark for the Pioneers. Of that Ace Hardware three-pointer for Union County. They're in transition. Fast break opportunity. Short jumper up and in. 2 points there again for the Cougars.
Shannon Daniels hit that one.
His first bucket, that makes it 5-0 now, Union County. 6-4-1 to win the first quarter. Just scoring the Root Lumber Radio scoreboard. Jim Homan and Mike Steyer on your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN. Josh Gam in the corner, dumps it down to Jordan on the block. His little turnaround jumper up and in. Nice little turnaround there for Rod Jordan. His first bucket, that makes it 5-2 now.
Rod Jordan starting along with Haley Hines, Bree Truman, let's see, and Jake Seagrave, and Josh Gammon.
Daniels has the ball up front for Union County. Dumps the ball down low to Gambrill. Short jumper up and in. Good use of the post play there from Ivan Green. His first bucket makes it now 7-2.
Wow, that's a quick start here in this ball game. Union County coming to play. Good pass. Knock ball out of bounds by Austin Cunningham for the Union County Cougars.
Truman inbound on the far side for the Pioneers. That's the Jake Seagrave, 5:54 in count here in the first quarter, 7-2 Union County on top. Seagrave dribbles over to Gammon in the corner, over to Jordan. Two dribbles from Jordan, drives baseline, reverse layup, does not go. Offensive rebound, shot blocked. Hines had that putback opportunity for the Pioneers, ball is loose. Jordan gets it, his putback opportunity, no good. Gets another opportunity in the paint. We got a whistle, play stop, 5:35 to play here in the opening quarter. We have a foul, it's going to be two free throws come up here for, I believe.
Yeah, looks like Rod Jordan's going to the line to shoot two.
To the middle, high energy free throws there for Rod Jordan. Reminder, buddy, after Mike and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brandon Burns going to bring you the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First credit call, 4-9-6-7-5-3-thousand. Get large one-on-one pizza from Domino's Pizza. Jordan at the free throw line. First free throw up off the front iron, no good. Say 7-2. Cougars on top of the Pioneers. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. Throw coming up here for Jordan. Fires this one up. Bang. Knocks that one down.
Rod's got a nice touch there at the line, and he's made some nice plays down underneath, too.
He's got 3 points. And it's now 7-3. Union County on top of Hardin County. Josh Gammon there pressuring on the perimeter. Daniels gets through the ball over to Gambrill. Back over here to Cunningham. Beyond the 3-point line for Union County. Ball's loose. Good defense. Nice hustle there by Cunningham. Runs it down in the corner. Pass is thrown out to Gambrill. He's got cross-court pass over to Shannon Daniels. Makes a move to the bucket. Ball bat out of bounds. And we'll see what's the last touch by 5:06 play in the first quarter. Got subs coming in here for the Pioneers.
Bella Dre checking in, as well as Grady Schwartz. Josh Gammon getting a breather.
Yes, along with Haley Hines stepping to the bench there for the Pioneers. Ball inbounded to Cunningham for Union County. We have a whistle.
Good defense there by Bree Truman. He was a little bit undersized playing against the big boys out there, but she's getting at it.
Ball inbound now for Union County. Gets ball to Cunningham at the top. Nice little drive to the bucket there for Robinson. Kicks the back pass out and is stolen away. Nice defense that time by Bella Dre.
Bella Dre, former Bulldog from Ada.
Jake Seagrave got drives baseline to a double team. Pulls up short jumper off the mark, off the front end. Rebound cleared by Austin Cunningham. Trips and turf monster guy. He crosses the head, the mid-court strip. We're going to have a foul, though, called. Apparently, unlike Jim Holman, he was actually hurt as he went, you know, helped to the ground as opposed to somebody who just falls down.
Jim gets tripped by the painted line.
Yes, more than once. Cougars with the basketball.
And Cunningham launches a shot.
19-footer there from Cunningham. No good. Rebound cleared by Seagrave of Simon Kenton. 4:24 and counting the first quarter. 7-3 your score on the Lumberia scoreboard. Cougars on top of the Pioneers.
Seagrave bringing it up the floor.
Yes, sir. Walks up there against the zone. He's got Dre at the middle. Looking to Truman in the corner. She's got a shot fake back out to Jake Seagrave. Deep three, point of the way, short. Rebound. Nice job checking out there by Robinson of Union County. Stolen away there by Bella Dre to Seagrave. Oh. Looking for Jordan underneath the basket. Great defense by Cunningham. Pass that pass away. Ball back to Union County.
Jordan had a chance down underneath but lost the ball.
Shan Daniels gets it back. Across the timeline to Green for Union County. A short jumper off the back iron. Offensive rebound grabbed by Austin Cunningham of Union County. Deep three-pointer on the way. That's off the backboard. Too strong. Seagrave clears for the Pioneers. 3:37 in the first quarter. 7-3 your score on the Rutlumberia scoreboard. Rod Jordan drives. We have a whistle. And we got a Rutlumber timeout by Simon Kenton. We'll get one, too. 3:33 to play in the first quarter. It's 7-3. Union County on top of Simon Kenton. We'll be right back.
Forney Sales and Service of Forest is your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer. Old Man Winter is coming. Forney Sales and Service can help you get ready for the winter snow with Cub Cadet and Troy-built snow blowers. Why shovel snow when you can get great deals now at Forney Sales and Service? 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Call 419-273-3054 or visit their Facebook page. Forney Sales and Service wishes the Hardin County Pioneers the best of luck.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Stay tuned during our Sesta Transport postgame show. Mike Aaron and Players of the Game from Glazed Over and Rutlumber. Stick around for that. Here we got 3:33 to play in the first quarter, which is brought to you by Roof Laws with Andrew Benchick. 7-3 Union County on top of Hardin County.
Clinton Taylor checking in now for the Cougars. And a couple subs coming back in. Let's see. Grady Schwartz is in. And Haley Hines checks back in for the Pioneers.
You got Truman, Hines, Seagrave, Schwartz, and Dre, the 5 and the 4 for the Pioneers. Seagrave drives into the paint. Little runner there just shy of the free throw line. Short.
Good
nice
save
job.
By Hines.
The ball back inside by Hines to Truman. She's got the short jumper up off the back iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Cunningham of Union County.
Cunningham's been busy tonight.
Yes,
for
he has. Great job. Hands it off to Daniels, who works up the floor. Long passes. Bad away. Good hustle. Ball run down there by Gambrell. Shot up. And it counts.
You got it. And see what they're going to do. Is it going to get a – is that and one? Nope.
And we're wiping the basket off.
Oh, wiping it off. Okay.
No, they are counting the basket. Okay, there we go. We're getting it worked out. 4 points now for Ivan Grief. Free throw pending, but by Mid-Ohio Energy. 9-3 Union County on top. Third weight player in the first quarter. Getting lined up here for the foul shot.
Gambrell hit that deep three early to start the game.
Yes, sir.
Now he's
got 5 points. Yep.
Yep.
He has a form I do not have. He just wiped his hand through his hair. Free throw up off the mark. Rebound cleared by Truman. In fairness, last time I shot a free throw in anger, I did have hair. But that was a while back.
I was going to ask when last time you had hair, but I'm not.
Yeah, I don't know if my barber's still alive, put it that way. Seagrave runner there off the back iron, no good. Rebound cleared by Ivan Green of Union County. Gets it off to Austin Cunningham. 9-3. Yeah, yeah, I'm joking, wink, wink. Gambrell's got short jumpers. Comes up a little bit shy. Rebound cleared by Truman for Hardin County. 2:36 player in the first quarter, 9-3. Pioneers trail the Cougars.
I tell you, Truman and Dre have been monsters
afraid,
on the board.
Not afraid to stick their nose
They're
in there and
the
compete.
Rebounds.
Yes, sir.
There's Dre.
Dre with the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Hines.
Hines is right there.
Spins out. Rebound cleared by Taylor for Union Canada. Cougars on the move. They're in transition. Shane Daniels has it passed cross court to Cunningham in the paint. Kicks the ball back out. Deep three-pointer on the way. Front iron spins out. Gambrell won another Ace Hardware three-pointer. That one not to be, though.
I like his form.
Seagrave eyes run. Back iron off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Dre. Her shot up off the mark.
She took it to the tallest guy on the floor.
Rebound by Green. And here comes Union County in transition. Daniels has it, far side. Gets the ball up to Gambrell at the top of the key. Taylor has it back to Gambrell.
Cougars running their offense well, coming on the right side.
Drive the basket, short layup up, no good. Offensive rebound back up and in. Ivan Green with the bucket, he's got 4 points. Makes it 11-3 now, Union County. One of the players shook up there, but he's okay.
Checking in for the Pioneers, number four, Trent Daniels. And the man, Josh Gammon.
11-3, Union County on top. Cougars the better start they had last time. I'm guessing it was 38-22, so I'm pretty sure this is a better start for Union County than the first time when the Pioneers won by 16. Seagraves got it. Cross-court pass to Josh Gammon, far side, slips through his fingers. He's probably thinking about food or something. Wasn't concentrating. I know Josh well enough.
He likes Smokehouse 101.
He does. In fairness, so do I, but yeah.
Yeah, most people.
Ball going back to the Cougars.
Pioneers going with their small lineup.
Minute 14 and count here to play in the opening quarter. Gambrell's got it. Dumped down low, shot up and in.
Good form by Ivan Green.
He's
tallest
got six.
Guy on. He does. He didn't put that one off the glass.
And it's 13-3, 10-point lead here for the visiting Cougars. Making the trip up 31 worth their while so far. 52 ticks to play here in the first quarter. Gammon's got it far side. Hands ball back to Seagrave. Deep three-point away from Jake.
Got
Bingo!
It.
His first bucket of the night. Getting an Ace Hardware three-pointer. Makes it 13-6. Pioneers back within a touchdown now here. 35 seconds playing the first quarter. Daniels walks it up. Being guarded by Trent Daniels. Daniels on Daniels' crime there. I was going to sit there mixing it up.
He's got the steal.
Ball is loose. Shot goes up for Gambrell in the paint. No good. Rebound by Trent Daniels.
He's
smallest guy on the floor. Good work there. Works up the floor. Bounces it over to Bella Dre. Her foul line jumpers just off the mark. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Simon Kenton. Chase Gibson checking in now for Union County.
Just so you know, Daniels, talked to Coach Shaver. She said they go from ages 8 to 49. And I believe that Mr. Daniels probably hits that 8 number.
I'm not guessing he's the 49.
But he's getting at it. He's not afraid.
Good
of
kid was talking
men.
To us before the game. Final 5 seconds. Union County's got it. Cunningham has it down to the corner. Little jumper up there for Greens. No good. Rebound grabbed by Gibson. And we've played one here at Kent Elementary School. It's a Union County Cougars 13, the Hardin County Pioneers 6. We'll be right back second quarter after this.
Forney Sales and Service of Forest is your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer. Old Man Winter is coming. Forney Sales and Service can help you get ready for the winter snow with Cub Cadet and Troy-built snow blowers. Why shovel snow when you can get great deals now at Forney Sales and Service? 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Call 419-273-3054 or visit their Facebook page. Forney Sales and Service wishes the Hardin County Pioneers the best of luck.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Getting set for the second quarter. Brush with the roof walls with Andrew Benchick. 13-6 Union County on top of Hardin County. A good start for the Cougars.
Yeah, definitely. They came out firing pretty quickly. Hit a big three-pointer there. And that was not Ivan Green. That was Chris Gambrell. But between Green and Gambrell, they've put up most of the points on the board. Lots of tall fellas out there.
I want to welcome everyone listening to this broadcast. Nice crowd here at Kenton Elementary School to support the Pioneers. Got a lot of folks, you know, listening online, including Wildcat football coach Zach Turner. I want to pass along his best wishes to Josh Gammon, the unofficial mayor of Kenton, if not the actual mayor, maybe the president, Josh. But Coach Turner wanted to pass along his well wishes and hopes the Pioneers do well tonight. Starting the second quarter, there's Seagrave, little runner from 15 feet, knocks that down,
makes
him
a nice
five.
Spin move up by the three-point line, comes in and just puts that ball right in.
13-8, 5-0 run now for the Pioneers.
Seagrave has the last five.
Gambrell walks up the floor, gets it over to Daniels. Dumps it down low for Green. Stolen away by Seagrave on the backside. 7:28 and counting in the second quarter. Here come the Pioneers.
Seagrave bringing it up, looking to see what he can find.
Yes, sir. Crosses the timeline. He's got Josh Gammon in the corner if he wants him. Throws over to Josh. Back to Seagrave. Josh gets it down to Daniels on the block.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he may have thought the better of that, but shot puts it back. Does not go. Offensive rebound by Dre. No good. Rebound grab this time by Ivan Green of Union County. And it's a 2-on-0 break for the Cougars. Daniels has it. Drives up. Layup up. No good. Rebound cleared by Gammon of Kenton.
Good defense by the Pioneers getting back down there.
Seagrave walks it up now for Hardin County. 6:47 count in the second quarter. 13-8. You're scoring the Rutland Berea scoreboard. Union County on top. Gets the ball to Trent Daniels. He drives. Shot up off the backboard. No good. Offensive rebound try there for Bella Dres. Partially blocked by Ivan
Gammon. Gammon
gets the rebound.
The steal.
And Josh Gammon steals the outlet pass. Gets it to Seagrave. Seagrave in transition. Running layups. No good. Rebound grabbed by Chase Gibson. Nice job there by the Cougar there from Union County. Clears the rebound. Gets the outlet pass to Green.
Bella
from the
Dre
backside,
steal.
Bella Dre with the steal. Gets it to Trent Daniels now for Hardin County. Drives in transition. Shot is up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Eyes a second opportunity. Backboard no good again. Green clears it for the Cougars. We played 2 minutes here in the second quarter. 13-8. You're scoring the Rutland Berea scoreboard. 5-0 run for the Pioneers. Draw themselves to within five.
Daniel's not afraid to put it up against the big trees.
Stolen
There's
away.
Dre again with another steal.
Yes, sir. Bella Dre working hard defensively. Ball quickly taken back by Chris Granbrill of Union County. He has a 19-footer from the line. It's short. Rebound cleared by Truman of the Pioneers. Gets it to Seagrave. 5:44 here in County. Second quarter, 13-8. You're scoring the Rutland Berea scoreboard.
Good to see the Pioneers not panic.
Nope. They've responded.
Cougars got a big lead at the beginning, and Pioneers have been chipping away.
Seagrave bounce pass over to Gammon in the corner. Josh looking to pass it to Bella Dre, cutting the basket. She's got it. Gets it back to Trent Daniels. Ball's loose. Daniels has it. Eyes a shot. Short jumper for Trent.
Yeah.
Bounces around. Touches every part of the rim, and it goes. First bucket for Trent Daniels. 13-10. 7-0 Pioneer run.
Daniels at about 4'2", takes it right at Ivan Green, who's probably 6'5".
I was going to say, who's considered bigger. Trent Daniels going after Shan Daniels. Like I said, the Daniels on Daniels matchup up front. Trent forces a turnover. Seagrave picks up the loose ball now for Hardin County. Under 5 to play in the second quarter, 13-10. You're scoring the Rutland Berea scoreboard. Josh has it. Gammon takes a few dribbles. Dribbles baseline being guarded nicely by Chase Gibbs, and this pass is stolen away then by Chris Gambrill. He's got 5 points. 6 for Ivan Green to lead Union County. 5 for Jake Seagrave to pace the Pioneers. Gambrill works up left side right in front of us. Crossover dribble being guarded by Trent Daniels. Looks past the backside. Shot up, spins out for Shan Daniels. Rebound cleared by Seagrave.
Seagrave locking down the rebounds on the Pioneers' end.
Yeah, the Cougars shooting turning ice cold right now here. Runner there for Seagraves. Off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Green.
All right.
Like, and here comes Chase Gibson.
Banged up.
In transition, Gibson for the Cougars. Short jumper. Touches every part of the rim. Spins out. Rebound grabbed by Josh Gammon, but he was standing on the end line. So it's going to stay with Union County. 4:04 to play in the second quarter. 13-10.
Just happened to fall in his lap, and he was standing out of bounds.
Ball inbounded to Gambrill, being guarded by Josh Gammon. Aggressively guarded on the perimeter. Good work by Josh. Nice little skip pass over to Shan Daniels. Far side, he drives, hands off to Gibson. Gibson picks it back to Daniels. Back over to Austin Cunningham, 3:50 in count in the second quarter, 13-10. Union County on top, 7-0 run, though, for the Pioneers. Passes into the paint, stolen away by Josh Gammon, the far side. He works up the far sideline. Josh has it. Kicks the ball back out to Seagrave. Deep three-pointer away from Jake is short.
I think
rebound.
He shot that from Union County.
Yes, he did. Chase Gibson almost has that rebound. Can't control. It's going to stay with the Hardin County Pioneers. 3:33 to play here in the opening half. 13-10. Score on the Rutland Berea scoreboard. Truman inbounds it to Seagrave, far side. He's got Gammon up the top of the key. Takes two dribbles. Everybody wanted him to shoot.
The crowd wants Gammon to
yes,
get something
do.
Off.
Gets it to Seagrave. Now he's going to drive right side. Works his way through. Good defense by the Cougars. Looking for a cutter on the backside. Pass is stolen away by Austin Cunningham in transition. Back to Shan Daniels for Union County. Shot goes up. Spins out. Offensive rebound up and in. Bucket there for Ivan Green. He's got 8. That snaps at 7-0 Pioneer run. Makes it 15-10 now. Union County on top of Hardin County. three minutes played in the second quarter.
Ivan Green right in the right place at the right time. Able to just grab it, put it right back up.
Seagrave walks it up. Working against the Union County zone. Dumps it to Belladre. Shot fake. Puts her short jumper up off the back bar. Too strong. Rebound cleared by Shan Daniels. In transition, one-on-one with Seagrave. Works his way down the right side. Shot fake. Looks. Thinks better of it. Gets it to Green. When in doubt, that's a good move for the Cougars. His shot is off the mark this time. I jinxed him. Rebound grabbed by Seagrave. 2:32 as he crosses the timeline. Seagrave over to Daniels. At the elbows. Good dribbling in the paint among the trees. Looking. Shot goes up. Just
it.
Can't quite crawl over the front iron. Gets his own rebound. Shot back. And in. 4.5 for Trent Daniels. 15-12. 2:15 in the second quarter.
Yeah. Love the sportsmanship from the Allen County,
sir,
or Union County Cougars, letting the young man get a shot off there.
Remind everybody, after Mike and I go off the air, Dr. B. Brandon Burns is going to bring you the Domino's question of the game. First straight call, 496-5-3000. Get a large one on pizza from Domino's Pizza in Kenton. Daniels has the front court. Drives, kicks the ball out to Gambrel. Dumped down to Green. His short jumper's no good. Rebound cleared by Seagrave. Chance nibbling this three-point Union County lead. We've got a Root Lumber timeout on the floor. We'll take one, too. 1:48 to play in the first half. 15-12. Union County on top of Hardin County. We'll be right back.
Hey, neighbor. It's us, Middlefield Bank, your community bank right around the corner. We help a lot of people with their banking and lending needs, and that includes local businesses. At MB, we understand what it takes to help you stay one step ahead. Flexibility, solid products, and a commitment to you. Whether your business is small, large, or somewhere in between, now's the time to start planning for success in 2024. Stop in today and learn more at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
During the Cessna Transport postgame show, Mike and I are going to name players of the game brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed over Kent. We hope you stick around for that. Got a minute 48 to play here in the first half. 15-12. Union County on top of Hardin County has to live 10 at one point. Hardin County has worked their way back in the ballgame. And now we've got Truman on the floor with Schwartz, Leifer, Seagrave, and Haley Hines, the five on the floor for Hardin County. Got Gambrel out there with Gibson, Green, Cunningham, and Daniels, the five for Union County. Paul's got it now, driving for Hardin County. Into a lot of taller players, this Paul Leifer, but I love his courage. I said I've ate a lot of Spalding in my life, so I know what this is like. Dribbling his ball, dribbling in the paint. Still got his dribble. Paul puts a shot up, back iron, no good. Rebound
good
grabbed by Green. Yes, I love the effort there. Like I said, I was nervous for him dribbling in among those big guys. And I'm sitting up here 20 feet away in the press area. Gambrel's got a backdoor pass to Daniel. Shot up, no good. Seagrave clears it for Hardin County. Final minute of the first half.
A couple nice passes in the last couple series by Gambrel. He drives it in and then just dumps it off to somebody else.
Little runner there from Seagrave. Spins out. Rebound grabbed by Gambrel of Union County. 50 ticks to play here in the opening half. Gets at the Spirit Creek halftime show coming up shortly. Hope I didn't jinx us. Daniels has it. Backs player down. Kicks the ball to Gambrel. Eyes the three-pointer. Gets it to Gibson in the paint. Two-hand shot. No good. Nearly goes. Spins out. Rebound grabbed by Seagrave. Across the timeline, 28 ticks to play here in the first half. 15-12. Union County on top. Hardin County has a nice little spurt here in the second quarter. Nice little drive by Truman. Bounces the pass out to Grady Schwartz's jumper, back iron, no good. Seagrave gets the rebound, bat away, out of bounds with 14 seconds left. Last touch by Union County. It's going to stay with the Pioneers. 13.4 seconds to play in the opening half. Three-point ball game. Truman getting set to inbound the ball. Gets it to Seagrave. She drives. Seagrave drives. Shot is up, just off the mark. 8 seconds to play. Rebound cleared by Gibson of Union County.
Gambrel's
got it. Yes, sir. He's got the ball down low to Daniels in the outlet. Deep chance and opportunity in transition. Can't get the shot off as the Cougars. And we played two here. It's been a good one so far. Kent Elementary School. The Union County Cougars lead the Hardin County Pioneers 15-12. Mike and I will be back with Spirit Creek Union Halftime Show right after this.
Are you dreaming of a home makeover that reflects your style and comfort? Look no further than Davis Construction, your one-stop solution for all your remodeling needs. Specializing in siding, roofing, seamless gutters, bathrooms, and general remodeling, Davis Construction brings your visions to life. Our skilled craftsmen deliver quality that stands the test of time. Transform your space with confidence. Call Davis Construction today at 937-935-2439 and let us do the work for you.
The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. Located at 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. Visit our Facebook page for upcoming events for our members. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud supporter of the Hardin County Pioneers and wish them the best of luck.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Spirit Credit Union halftime show. We're at Kenton Elementary School live. Hardin County Pioneers taking on the Union County Cougars. Union County on top 15-12 at the break. Cougars led 13-3 late in the first quarter. Pioneers ripped off seven straight points, get back in the ballgame. 3-point game here at the break. It's been a good one so far, Mike.
Yeah, outscored them 6-2 in the second quarter to bring the score at halftime. It's 15-12. Got some scores for you. For Union County Cougars, Shannon Daniels has two. Ivan Green has been money in the paint. He's got eight. Chris Gambriel has 5 points himself, including a 3-pointer from long distance. For the Hardin County Pioneers, Trent Daniels, 4 points. Jake Seagrave, 5, and he had a big 3-pointer. And Rod Jordan had 3 as well.
Been an interesting first half. Very well-played game, I think, Mike. I think it's a very competitive ball game.
Yeah, and it's great to watch these two teams have this opportunity to play. So I want to shout out to everybody who's put all this together. You come and you see good sportsmanship. A couple of Kenton players are little fellas, and the big guys underneath are letting them get their shots off, including Trent Daniels, who's got 4. And it's good to see the sportsmanship, and players have been banging each other and checking each other to make sure everybody's all right. And we got a big crowd here tonight to support. Probably 99% of them here for Josh Gammon.
Yeah, Josh Gammon. I was going to say, probably, like I said, the unofficial mayor of Kenton. That's good. The king of our community, my friend, Josh Gammon. Halftime here, Spirit Canyon halftime show. Union Canyon on top of Hardin County, 15-12. Mike Arrington on the timeout. Come back. Tell you more about the first half and what we expect to see in the second half right after this.
The Plaza Inn Family Restaurant Mount Victory has been serving our community since 1959, offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and our homemade desserts. Don't forget us for your next party or catering event. Also located inside the old coach room at the Plaza Inn is the dealership bar and restaurant featuring local bands on the weekends. Stop by and check us out. The Plaza Inn and the dealership bar and restaurant are proud supporters of the Hardin County Pioneers and wish them the best of luck this season. The Plaza Inn, it's worth the drive.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Since 1917, FLR Insurance Center has been serving the insurance needs of Hardin County. At FLR Insurance Center, we're proud to represent multiple companies to give us options to find the best coverage for your family or business. We can help you select the best coverage to protect your auto, home, farm, business, and life. Give us a call at 419-673-3130. We'd love to evaluate your insurance needs and recommend the best coverage from the best companies like Ohio Mutual. We look forward to serving Hardin County into the future. Best of luck to all area athletes this season.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton Elementary School. Hardin County Pioneers trailing Union County 15-12 at the break. Again, Mike, want to give a shout out here to the Hardin County Pioneers lineup.
Hardin County Pioneers, you've got Paul Leifer, Trent Daniels, two of our younger players, Grady Schwartz, Josh the Hammer Gammon, And we're giving about 20 nicknames tonight. Bree Truman, Bella Dre.
So we find one that works, by God.
They all work, Jim. Yes. They all work. Bree Truman, Bella Dre, give those two shout-outs. Two ladies there for the Pioneers, working hard against the big fellas there from Union County. Jake Seagrave, Rod Jordan, and Haley Hines, third of the three ladies that play for the Pioneers.
Again, for the Union County Cougars, got Jake Van Scoy, Andrew Wright, that's number 3, number 5. Number 10, Brian Cunningham. Number 11, Shannon Daniels. Number 20, Chris Gambrill. Number 21, Austin Cunningham. James Oak is 23. Dylan Robinson is 24. Clinton Taylor's wearing 25. Ivan Green wearing number 30. He's got 8 big points in the first half. Chase Gibson, number 42. Derek Wallace, 44. Eric Osborne, 45 for the Cougars. Again, been a very fun half. We talked about a little bit in the first half. Mike, impressed that when the Pioneers fell behind by 10 in the first quarter, they fought back.
Well, this is a team I know. They've had a couple good years of success. And I mean, every year's got to be a good success for them. But have a winning record of 3-1, so you knew they were going to come back. And I think it's been a little while between games, so sometimes you just got to get warmed up to them and feel out the other team. They were able to do that and come back and outscore them again 6-2 in that second quarter and cut that lead down.
Oh, something, yeah, we talked about a little bit. Postseason play is on its way here for both these squads. I know they had a game with I think it might have been Logan County last week.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say it would have been, altogether Hancock County was postponed last week and will not be made up just because the tournament's rolling here pretty quick. So they're just worried about getting ready for the postseason play. Again, Pioneers coming at 3-1, a chance to get a 4-1 as you're ending the tournament. That's a pretty big deal. No question about that. Again, Spirit Current Union halftime show here. Hardin County Pioneers trailing the Union County Cougars 15-12. Mike and I are going to take one more timeout, come back, finish up the Spirit Current Union halftime show and get the third quarter started right after this.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Right self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard, from sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more. We're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference, the Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton Elementary School, wrapping up Spirit Current Union halftime show. The Union County Cougars on top of the Hardin County Pioneers, 15-12 at the break. Going to recap scoring here for the Pioneers. Jake Seagrave had 5 points. Trent Daniels, 4. Rod Jordan with 3 for their 12 points. Union County got 8 big points from Ivan Green, both literally and figuratively, probably the tallest player on the floor. He's done a nice job inside.
Might be the tallest player and the person in the gym.
Chris Gambrill, I was going to say, he's got 5. Shane Daniels with 2. I was going to say, I thought I saw Gavin Payne here earlier.
He might give Gavin
I was going to say, get him down here. He's a tall fella. And check out the size-wise.
I gave him a pat on the back as I left, and I had to look up to him. And I'm 6'2".
It's been a fun game. No doubt about that. It's been very well played. That's because, like you said, we talk about, I think, very good sports by both teams as well. You laugh about it, but that's a big deal to me. And that's been true on both sides tonight, I think.
It really is just the community sports for both. Community support for both these teams, especially the Pioneers. And I'm going to say, you know, we keep saying Josh Gammon, but he facilitates a lot of that because of how active he is in our community and going to all kind of kids' games. He knows you, he knows me, he knows everybody, and everybody knows him. And so it makes sense for us to, you know, reciprocate that support for him and for the rest of the Pioneers and Coach Schaefer and her whole staff. And it really has been a joy to cover them tonight. So shout out to our sponsors who were able to make this happen for us.
Glad we could make this work, no question about that. It's been a fun late afternoon, early evening, whatever you're going to call it. I call it, late for supper for Jim, but that's about I'm sacrificing. No jokes about, hey, you can afford to miss a meal. I know that. I just choose not to, okay? Wrapped up the Spirit Creative Union halftime show.
That's why restaurants are open late.
Yeah, because of me, most of them, yeah. So yeah. I was going to say the smart ones. I was going to say, no, I'm always around looking for food. Third quarter brought to you by Thorough Falls' Andrew Benchick. Second half start brought to you by HSLC. 15-12. Union County on top of Hardin County.
Shout out to our referees tonight, too. He even wore matching shirts for the New Hope Youth Group.
Well, I was going to say, I think the hope is if we mention New Hope Youth Group, then the officials will not be as
there we go.
As abused as normally officials are. I was going to say, if you remember, come on, guys.
That's a good idea for yep. us. although some could wear the priest collar, and I'm sure they
yeah, still wouldn't matter.
Sworn,
nope.
at, sworn at by some of the fans.
Getting to you, third quarter, we brought to you by the Brooklyn with Andrew Benchick.
For the Cougars, Andrew Wright is in. Chris Gambriel, Shannon Daniels, big guy Ivan Green, and number 11. Oh, I already said Shannon Daniels. Who am I missing? 21. Oh, Austin Cunningham. We'll give you the Pioneers lineup in just a second.
Cougars have the basketball. Start of the third quarter. Josh Gam chases after. Gambrew throws up to Cunningham. Good steal there by Gam, and ball quickly taken back by Cunningham for Union County. Josh out there working hard on defense. Gets his paw on that pass. Yeah, we talked about this. It's rare you see a Kenton game. If Josh wasn't playing, he'd be here tonight supporting these teams.
Yes, he would.
He's as big a fan of Kenton sports as we have. So.
And I'm sure he's going to get a selfie with us here after the game.
I'm 100% certain of that. I was going to say, he already pinged me last night back when I had Facebook. I was going to say to tell me he was going to get a picture. Pass the ball down low, does Josh too. Truman, shot is partially blocked, goes out of bounds. Last touched by. Coach Schaefer is trying to help out the officials.
Pioneer starting our lineup here in the second half. Grady Schwartz, Josh Gammon, Bree Truman, Jake Seagrave, and Bella Dre.
Truman inbound the ball for the Pioneers. It's bad out of bounds. Good hustle by Cunningham. Ball is going to stay with Hardin County. 7-14 to play in the third quarter, 15-12. You're scoring the Rutla Maria scoreboard. Union County on top. Josh has at the top now. Gammon drives. Looking for Schwartz in the corner. He's covered. Gets back to Seagrave. He drives baseline. Little scoop shut up. Does not go. Rebounds bat around. Cleared by the Cougars for a second there. Andrew Wright had the rebound. Stolen away nicely by Jake Seagrave. Pass down low. Through the hands of Truman. Ball's going to back to Union County. 6:55 to play here in the third quarter, 15-12. You're scoring the Rutland Barrios scoreboard. Union County with the basketball and the three-point lead. Shan Daniels crossed the timeline. Pass over to Gambrel, back to Daniels. He drives, kicks out to Cunningham. He eyes a three-pointer from the right side. Line drive shots off the mark. Josh Gammon clears the rebound for Hardin County. Gets it to Truman. She's looking to hand the ball to Seagrave. He's going to work up the floor for Hardin County. Seagrave has it. Pass to Josh Gammon with the elbow, stripped away from the backside by Andrew Wright. Union County's got it back. And then Bree Truman gets her hand to pass to the backside.
A little sneaky there by Truman.
Good hustle there by Shane Daniels. Keep the play alive for Union County. The Cougars got the ball down low. They get the ball to Ivan Green. He lays it down.
10 points here for Ivan Green. Big man in the middle.
I was going to say, there's an Ivan the Terrible joke in there. But
I almost said
at.
That.
I was going to say,
Ivan not terrible.
I was going to say, definitely not terrible
not
for
terrible.
Cougars, without question. Seagrave's got it. Passes it into the paint to Schwartz. Turnaround jumper.
Oh, big jumper.
Back iron, no good. Cleared by Cunningham of Union County. 17-12. Now Cougars on top. We played 2 minutes of the third quarter. Gets the ball up to Green. Green drives. Kicks out to Cunningham. Gets it back. Ball was loose for a second. Cunningham's got it. Gets the ball over to Gambrel. Back to Daniels. Drives cut off nicely by Schwartz. Puts a short jumper up. It's off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Gambrel. He puts his return shot up. Spins out. Seagrave clears rebound for Hardin County. 5.5 player in the third quarter. Jake has a basketball. Union County's got the 5-point lead. Truman works it up.
Seagrave, quite a few rebounds tonight as he's bringing it up off.
Outstanding
fast
job
half.
From Jake. He passed it down low, looking for Bella Dre. It's bad out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Pioneers. 5:15 playing the third quarter. Sub coming in. Rod Jordan checking back in for the Pioneers.
Bella Dre is going to get a breather.
She has worked hard. Like the fact she has not been afraid of contact to go inside. 3-point on the way for Seagrave. No good. Jordan, there's offensive Rod. Rebound. Put back. No good. Gets his own miss. Forces that shot back up in traffic. Two free throws coming here for Hot Rod Jordan. Two Mid-Ohio Energy foul shots coming. Five out to play in the third quarter, 17-12.
I believe Rod is the leading scorer for the team on the season, as Coach Schaefer had said.
Dylan Robinson gets a check-in for the Cougars. Jordan gets set for the first Mid-Ohio Energy free throw. Nibbling the five-point Union County lead. First free throw up, spins out. Rod stays with 3 points. It stays a five-point lead now for the Cougars. Robinson checks in. For Andrew Wright, hustles off the court.
Like the hustle.
I love the energy. I'm tired now watching him. I say that a lot in fairness. I was tired watching the guys eat today at lunch. I sucked up Nate anyhow, though.
Oh, big basket.
Second free throw rattles home for Rod Jordan. Makes the Mid-Ohio free throw. Give him fourth, 17-13. Union County's lead is 4. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Scroll the number radio scoreboard. Chan Daniels works it up. Pass over to Gambrell. Josh Gambrell on him, steals it from behind. Gambrell does run it down.
Defensive wizard right there.
Over to Cunningham. His elbow jumper short. Rebound batted around. Cleared nicely by Grady Schwartz for Hardin County. His outlet pass batted away. Stolen by the Cougars. Daniels has it, drives baseline, looking.
Oh,
some contact on the far side. Might have been a little bit too much contact.
A little too much defense there.
So it's going to be a foul on the Pioneers. Ball's going to stay with Union County. 4:37 to play in the third quarter. Whether we officially call the foul or not, Union County's going to keep the basketball. Ball inbound to Green. Short jumper up, spins out. Offensive rebound by Robinson. Puts that one up, does not get to go. Jordan clears the rebound now for the Pioneers. He hurries up the left side of the floor.
Oh, Cunningham
flying
from
down. The backside. Good work there from Austin Cunningham. Bats it away from the backside. It's going to stay with the Pioneers, though. 4:27 to play in the third quarter.
He's run down a couple of those tonight.
Good hustle, yep. 17-12. Cougars on top of the Pioneers. 4:27 to play in the third quarter. Truman inbound there for the Pioneers. Gets it to Seagrave. Back to Josh Gammon. Eyes a three-pointer, thinks better of it. Dribbles inside. Kicks it back out. Pass stolen away again. Good job there by Shannon Daniels with a steal. He's got it being guarded by Josh Gammon. Gets up to Green. Tries to throw a pass to the backside. Nice
there it
defense
is.
By
Seagrave.
Here
Gammon.
We go in transition. Jordan's got it. Driving again. Good work by Cunningham from the backside. Steals it. Josh Gammon runs it down, though, for the Pioneers. Gets it to Breed Truman. Her shot up, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jordan in the corner for Hardin County. He eyes a three-pointer from the corner. It's no good. Rebound cleared by Robinson of Union County. Fast and furious is the action here in the third quarter. 3:48 to play in the period.
Yeah, Pioneers hanging in there. They're only 4 points down. Haven't gotten much here. 1 point in the second half. Just got to put a basket in. Just get it rolling.
It'll be Cougars basketball, 4-point lead, 17-13. Or Pioneer basketball, there we go. Josh Gammon inbound. Josh has a few words.
Chatting up the refs.
Help the official, I was going to say. Yeah.
Josh, friend to everybody.
Yes, he is. Bree Truman inbound the ball over to Jordan. Deep jumper on the way off the top of the key.
Oh,
no good.
Gammon's
rebound
there
grabbed
there.
By Gammon. Oh. Can't quite hang on. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Pioneers. Good hustle, though, from Josh. Ball is going to go back to the Cougars. 3:43 to play in the third quarter. Gambrell walks it up there for Union County. Right now.
Drake checking in for the Pioneers.
Yep. Okay, we're going to have a full timeout here for Hardin County. We'll get one as well. 3:39 to play in the third quarter. 17-13, Union County on top of Hardin County. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to Kenton Elementary School. 17-13, Union County on top of Hardin County. Again, third quarter brought to you by the Buffalo Bills, Andrew Benchick. Remind everybody after Mike and I go off the air. Dr. B, Brandon Byrne is going to bring you the Domino's Pizza question of the game. First, you're calling 496-753000. A large one on pizza from Domino's Pizza.
Like Pioneer signs in the
yes, sir.
In the crowd too. Again, it's pretty full house over there on the other
it
side.
It is. It is.
Good to see that.
He's going to play. I think it should be Union County basketball. They were getting squared away. There was some confusion with the timeout. But we're all set to go now. Ball inbound and Cunningham to Gambrill. 3:38 point in the third quarter. 17-13. Cougars with a 4-point lead and the basketball. Looking for Shane Daniels in the corner. Drives baseline. Kicks the ball back out to Gambrill. Line drive jumper, no good. Offensive rim by Robinson. Can't quite control. It's going to go bounds. Ball back to the Pioneers. Right now you got Truman, Gammon, Seagrave, Dre, and I was going to say, and Grady Schwartz. And here come the Pioneers. Seagrave's got it. Being double teamed. Looking for someone to pass to. Nice
There's
job
Cunningham.
By Cunningham. Again, he has worked hard on defense. Bass the pass away, but Seagrave does run it down for the Pioneers. Just a little runner short. Oh. Rebound cleared by Robinson. We have a late whistle. We'll see what this one's going to be.
I think we got a bump on Seagrave, or against Seagrave. Just kind of hit the wall, too. Going to shoot a 1-1. See if he's okay.
That's the important thing. Now he's been down a couple times. Been fighting his ankle, it seems, this evening. But he's up and good. That's the important thing.
Derek Wallace checking in for the Union County Cougars. And he is going to give Dylan Robinson a breather.
3:07 to play in the third quarter. It's going to be two middle high free throws for Jake Seagrave. Leads the Pioneers tonight with 5 points. He's got five. Trent Daniels has four. 4 points as well for Rod Jordan.
Yeah, it's two. Not 1-1 anymore. I got to forget about that.
Double bonus here. First free throw.
Nice.
Bang. Middle wire free throws up and in for Jake. He's got 6 points now. 17-14. Ivan Green with 10. Chris Gambrill with 5. And Shane Daniels with 2 for the Union County Cougars. Second free throw. Right hand push. Front iron. No good.
Oh.
Good work there from Bella Dre. Sneaking inside. Gets her paws on the rebound. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Union County.
She is one of the shorter players on the court right now, but she had no fear going up and getting that ball. Almost pulled it down.
Sorry, there's a fan break dancing right in front of me on the other side of the court. I can't quite take my eyes off her.
And she is
doing a
very
good job.
Except she just conked herself.
Yeah, which is the problem with why I don't break dance. Inbounds pass by the Pioneers,
you
stolen away.
You put the break in break dance.
Yes, I do, yes. In more ways than one. Gambrill works up now for the Cougars. 2:55 point in the third quarter, 17-14. Union County on top. Josh Gammon all over him. Bounce past the Cunningham over to Daniels, left side. Pulls up, looking for Green, cutting the backside. Passes too tall for Ivan Green, which is saying something.
Yeah.
Just said it goes out of bounds. Ball back to Pioneers. 10 big points there for Ivan Green. He's a candidate for player of the game. We'll pass on recognitions for that. Brought to you by Root Lumber and Glazed Over in our postgame show.
Oh,
Seagrave's runner spins out. Rebound cannot be cleared by the Cougars. It's going to stay with Hardin County. 2:33 to play in the third quarter.
Stacking up there for the inbounds play on the left-hand side. Now they're moving it to the right side.
Trent Daniels getting ready to check in for the Pioneers. At the next buzzer, Truman inbounds the ball, batted away, looking for Seager in the backside, and here he comes.
Cunningham, master of defense. He is doing a nice job.
Trent Daniels has his old-school Michael Jordan socks on. I see 23.
Yeah.
The red and black, heck yes.
Haley Hines checking in. Bree Truman getting a breather. Grady Schwartz getting a breather.
So we got Dre, Hines, Gammon, Daniels, and Seagrave out there.
Seagrave in a corner looking to pass. Sends it up high.
Oh, the best pass always one made to the basket.
And it comes right back
Seagrave
to him.
Gets his own rebound. Gets it down low to Hines. She's looking. Throws it back out to Seagrave. Ball stolen away nicely by Shane Daniels of Union County.
Oh,
good
Josh
work for
Gammon.
Josh Gammon.
Oh, he worked so hard to get that. Rolls out of bounds.
If anybody is wondering at home when Josh Gammon touched the basketball, just listen to the crowd.
Yes.
2:17 to play in the third quarter. Ball was out of bounds. Last touch by Josh. That's going to stay with the Cougars. 17-14.
Hey, I did say something to Josh about getting some points in the hallway at halftime. He said, we got to get the win. I like that, Josh.
Long entry pass goes in the backcourt, corralled by Gambrill of Union County. Gets over to Shannon Daniels. Reset the attack. And stolen away from the backside by Trent Daniels. Possibly a held ball. No, good work there by Shannon Daniels. Works it out free for Union County. Gets up all the Gambrills. 3 points from the way. Spins out. Rebound cleared by Seagrave. We may get a foul on the backside from Ivan Green. Or jump ball, I'm going to say.
Okay.
Position is going to point the way of Hardin County. Got a buck 59 play here in the third quarter. 17-14. Union County on top of Hardin County, the Lumber Rayov scoreboard. Been a good one so far tonight. Leo Reichen ready to check in for Union County. The next buzzer. Seagrave has it, drives. Cut off, spins, short jumper up, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Union County. Leo Wright checking in.
You know, if Cunningham doesn't come down with the rebound, his hand is on it.
Yes.
Almost every single time.
He has shown a lot of hustle, no doubt about that.
Gambrill checking out for the Cougars. He's been in most of the ballgame and has worked his tail off.
Pioneers inbound the ball to Seagrave. Finds Dre in the backside. Her short jumper, no good. Almost went down. Rebound grabbed by Cunningham of Union County. We mentioned his name, and there he is with the rebound.
She did shoot over Ivan Green,
yes,
which
she
is
did.
An accomplishment unto itself.
Daniels has it now for Union County. Long pass up to Green. Gumps it down the corner. Jumper's on the way. High flies
nice.
Up and in.
Derek Wallace, first points of the ball game. Just checked in.
Heck yes. His first bucket makes it 19-14 now, Union County. We got a little over a minute to play here in the third quarter. Deep three-pointer from Jake Seagrave. Front iron, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Josh Gambrill at the basket. Josh takes a shot. It's no good. Rebound on the backside. Run down by Hines. Hines back to Seagrave. Looking for a cutting. Dre.
Oh, Dre's going
out. She does run it down. Passes bad away. Good hustle there from Bella Dre. Hands it back to Josh Gambrill. He and Cunningham are tied up. Cunningham with the steal. It's stolen right back by Jake Seagrave. 43 ticks playing the third quarter. On the backside, he finds Haley Hines. Can't quite corral the pass. And here come the Cougars in the front court. Shane Daniels has his jumpers up. It's going to be short, out of bounds. Last touch by Union County.
I think he got nicked on that one. But
may have been, yes. Maybe a reason it came up short. With the ball going back to the Pioneers, 19-14. Final 27 seconds playing the third quarter. Seagrave eyes the three-pointer from the left side.
Got it!
Swish! Jake Seagrave, the Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. He's got nine, 19-17. Pioneers have not been this close since the first quarter. They're within a pair. Gets the ball over to Daniels. Pulls up jumper.
Nice.
Nice answer there from Shannon Daniels. He's got four, 21-17. 3-2. And one. We played three here at Kenton Elementary School. Continues to tighten up. After three periods, now it's Union County 21, Hardin County 17. We'll be right back.
Forney Sales and Service of Forest is your local Cub Cadet and Steel dealer. Old Man Winter is coming. Forney Sales and Service can help you get ready for the winter snow with Cub Cadet and Troy-built snow blowers. Why shovel snow when you can get great deals now at Forney Sales and Service? 0496 State Route 37 north of Forest. Call 419-273-3054 or visit their Facebook page. Forney Sales and Service wishes the Hardin County Pioneers the best of luck.
The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a family-friendly private club. Located at 801 West Lima Street, the Kenton Moose offers daily lunch and dinner specials. For more information on how to become a member, call 419-675-0428. Visit our Facebook page for upcoming events for our members. The Kenton Moose Family Center 428 is a proud supporter of the Hardin County Pioneers and wish them the best of luck.
Your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Getting set for fourth quarter action at Kenton Elementary School, brought to you by the Royal Flush Andrew Benchick. Union County on top of Hardin County, 21-17. Ivan Green, 10 points, 5 for Chris Gambrill, 4 for Shane Daniels, and 2 points for Derek Wallace. That accounts for the Union County scoring. For the Pioneers, we got 9 from Jake Seagrave, 4 from Rod Jordan, and 4 from Trent Daniels.
Seagrave with a couple big threes. Able to pull the Pioneers pretty close. Just down four.
Well, again, we talked about it. It was 13-3 at one point in the first quarter. I was going to say Union County, and since then the Pioneers have not gone away. They've kept nibbling away, got down to two there late in the third quarter before Shane Daniels had a nice little jumper, but it's a four-point ball game. Still a good one here with 8 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. But Union County basketball gets set to start the fourth quarter.
Coach Schaefer out there directing the troops.
Directing traffic, yep. Get everybody lined up. So the veteran coach here.
23 years.
Yep, I was going to say, yeah. And we're underway here to start the fourth quarter. Gambrell's got it being guarded by Truman aggressively. Gets it to Green. Ball in the corner. Jumper there for Wallace. No good. Offensive rebound by Leo Wright. Good work there by the Cougars on the offensive glass. To Cunningham, his short jumper. Touches every part of the rim. Does not go. Seagrave clears for Hardin County. 7:40 and counting in this one. Seagrave drives his little runner. Does not go. Backside offensive rebound by Truman.
Oh,
shot partially
right
back
out
by Green. Yes, I was going to say, not much she do with that one. Can't coach size, they say.
Nope.
Leo Wright works up the floor for the Cougars. Over to Cunningham. Back to Green. Runner does not go. Offensive rebound up and in. Good
Gambrell.
Work by Gambrell there. He's got 7 points. Does Chris Gambrell. Makes it 23-17. Back to a six-point lead now for the Cougars.
Right place at the right time is Gambrell.
Seagrave across the timeline.
Haley Hines getting set to check in for
over
Pioneers.
To Josh Gammon. Fires up the 18-footer.
Oh,
in
yeah!
and out, back in. Most popular buck of the night. Josh Gammon scores 23-19. Four-point game.
Hit that jumper from the right-hand side. Rattles it in.
A lot of smiles on the far side of the court right now from the fans over there. Love to see Josh get rewarded there. Now he's on defense. Good job there by Bella Dre and Josh Graham. Forced the tough pass. The corner's batted away by Seagrave. He's going to stay with Union County. 6:42 to play in this one. Sub coming in here. Haley Hines checking in for the Pioneers. Going to give Josh a break. Listen to the crowd now. There we go. Nice round of applause there for Josh.
That's what they came for.
Heck yes. And Union County inbound. Gets the ball in to Gambrell. Shot's just short. Nice little inbound, inbounds play, though, for the Cougars. Seagrave the rebound.
Good
nice
pass
up to Bella Drake. Split multiple Cougars. Looking for a pass in the backside. Trying to find Haley Hines. It's stolen away by Gambrell. 6:28 and counting in the fourth quarter. Cougars in transition. Leo Wright layup up and in. First bucket there for Mr. Wright. He was definitely Mr. Wright on that one. 25-19.
Oh,
six-point lead. You're very welcome. You're the dad, but I got the dad jokes tonight. Anyway, Seagrave works it up. Cuts through the defense. Runner short off the front iron. Rebound. Good work by Haley Hines. Saves it back into Bree Truman. She takes the jumper.
Got
it goes.
It.
Truman knocks that one down. Five Pioneers have scored. They're back to within four, 25-21. 5:53 to play in this one in regulation. Leo Wright's got the ball guarded by Trent Daniels. Looks for Green. Nice job by Bree Truman.
She jumps right in front of Ivan Green and takes the ball
She's
away.
She's giving away a healthy 2 feet in that one. I'm not going to lie.
Ivan claims that one back,
I was
going
to say, yeah, basically grabbed it, her, and everything. I was going to say, if it's going to be a hell ball, especially they're going to point the way of the Pioneers.
Clinton Taylor checking in for the Cougars.
This one is where, you know, Ivan grabbed the ball. Bree was not going to let go. So Ivan just said, okay, we're all going for a ride. Young man's played well tonight, 10 points.
Yep, and he's taking a breather right now. Now the Pioneers can take advantage of the loss of height in the key.
5:39 to play in the fourth quarter. 25-21. Cougars on top of the Pioneers. Seagrave drives left side. Running layup. Spins out.
In and out.
Some of that does not go. Rebound cleared by Cunningham of Union County. There's a run out. Leo Wright layup. No good. Cunningham, offensive rebound, puts that one back up. He's bothered by Trent Daniels. Shot does not go in out of bounds. Let's see. This could be the last touch by it. Paul Leifer checking back in for Trent Daniels. Good hustle there from Trent. He's going to stay with Union County as the ball. Ball inbounded to Gambrell of Union County. Being trapped by Seagrave. Pass down low, back out to Leo Wright. Shot is up, no good. Rebound loose on the floor. Grabbed by Gambrell. Layup opportunity, right hand push, spins out. Rebound is still loose. Union County gets it. Leo Wright's got the jumper, no good.
Seagrave with the rebound.
Finally, Clint Taylor, a couple opportunities there for the rebounds for Union County, but Seagrave clears this one for Hardin County. Three-pointer away from the left side.
Got it.
A dozen now for Jake Seagrave, the Kenton Ace Hardware three-pointer. 25-24, 4:40 to play in this one. Union County the basketball, the lead's down to one. It was 10 at one point in the first quarter.
Seagrave's third three-pointer.
Wallace walks it up there for Union County. Over to Leo Wright. Gets ball over to Taylor. Pass is stolen away by Seagrave. Here comes Hardin County, a chance to take the lead. Seagrave works up left side. Hands over to Bree Truman. She drives. Bounce pass down low to Haley Hines. She's triple team. Finds a cut on the backside. That's Dre. She's triple team.
She's
going
to
say she's doing all she can.
No foul.
Puts it back out. Seagrave three-pointer short. Out of bounds. Ball is going to go back to Union County. Josh Gammon checking back in for the Pioneers. Ivan Green for Union County.
Gammon coming in for Haley Hines. And Ivan Green coming back in as well. Getting the breather for them will be Clinton Taylor.
3:58 in County here in the fourth quarter. 25-24, Union County on top of Hardin County. Cunningham's got it. Kicks the ball back out to right. Over to Gambrell, left side. Drives the paint, dumps it down to Ivan Green. Shot is up, no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up. Does not go. Bucket's got a lid on it there to our right. Rebound grabbed by Seagrave. Long outlet pass to Bella Dre. 2-on-1. She's got Gammon on the left side. Puts the jumper up and in.
Bella with the lead.
First bucket for Bella Dre. 26-25. Pioneers on top. 3:29 to play in this one. We got a Root Lumber timeout by Union County. We'll get one as well. 3:23 to play in this one. 26-25. Hardin County Pioneers on top. We'll be right back.
Stillwater Metal, just south of Kenton on Highway 68, is by contractors for contractors, committed to superior quality leading to superior results for their customers. Stillwater Metal is a locally owned manufacturer of metal paneling and trim for all roofing and siding projects. Think Stillwater Metal when you start a new building or a new project. Stop by or call today, 937-617-1137, for any questions.
What if your student could be more than just a high school graduate? What if they could be a talented filmmaker, an extraordinary chef, or even a tech guru? Ohio High Point offers hands-on career education to help your student reach their goals with a pathway to employment, enrollment, or enlistment. With 16 programs on our campus and several programs at our partner high schools, OHP is here to empower students to become career-ready with hands-on learning and real-world experiences. And the best part? It's completely free. Learn more about Ohio High Point and how to enroll at www.ohiohighpoint.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Union County the basketball. Hardin County their first lead of the night, 26-25. Ivan Green's got it. Stolen away by Bella Drain. The backside. Pioneers the basketball. Chance to add to their one-point lead. That's nice steal there by Chris Gambrell of Union County. Leo Wright's got it. Works up left side.
They've got the numbers. Now we're coming back.
Gets over to Shannon Daniels. Being guarded by Seagrave. He loses control of the ball. Picks it back up. We got a whistle on the far side. 2:58 to play in this one. 26-25. Union County with the ball on the far side. Hardin County to lead. Gets to Daniels. Wide open. Driving left for Shan Daniels. No good there. Rebound cleared by Seagrave. Works up the floor. Left side looking. He's got Josh Gammon here on the left side. Gammon drives into traffic. Kicks the ball back out to Leifer. In the paint. Looking. Paul is going to back it down. Not afraid to go against the trees inside. We're going to call a held ball here between Paul and a lot of hands there from Union County. Good sportsmanship by the Cougars helping him up. It's going to be Pioneer basketball. 2:37 to go in this one. 26-25. Good work by Shane there, the manager, getting water for the team.
The team manager.
It's a team effort. Ball checks out. Gets a nice round of applause from the fans. Haley Hines out there. Bella Dre, Josh Gammon, Bree Truman, and Jake Seagrave, the 5 on the floor for the Pioneers. Seagrave has it. Driving shot up, no good. Rebound cleared by Chris Gambrell. Here come the Cougars in transition. Layup up and in.
Gambriel coast to coast.
Chris Gambriel with 9 points. Cougars back on top, 27-26. 2:19 to play in this one. Jake Seagrave works up a little spin there. Works his way in the front court. Looking. Gets back to Bree Truman out by the half court stripe. Bree right hand dribble over Seagrave. Eyes a three pointer. He's double team. Bounce it down low to Hines on the baseline. Ball batted free loose. Come up with it, does the Cougars. Daniels has it in transition. Seagrave hustles back. Shot is up and in. Shannon Daniels got 6 points now. 4-0 run now for the Cougars. Under two to play in this one. 29-26, Union County on top.
Still have time.
Plenty of time left in this one.
Cougars really playing some hard defense.
Getting after on defense there. Seagrave's little runner. Backboard no good. Rebound cleared by Ivan Green. Held ball. Josh ties him up. This show's going to point the way of the Cougars.
Good job by Josh, though, to get in there and then grab that ball.
Alert play by the young man.
Oh, Pioneer ball.
So the Pioneers will inbound. Truman over to Seagrave in the corner. Three pointers away for Jake. No good. Green clears this one. Outlet pass up to Wallace. Hands it back to Daniels. Back to Gambrel. 1:27 to play in this one. 29-26. Union camp the basketball. 3-point lead. Passing them down low to Green. Nearly stolen away by Seagrave. The ball is going to stay with Union County. Minute 20 to play in this one. Union County 29, Hardin County 26. Daniels inbound gets to the right in the corner. Leo Wright. Bounce pass out to Wallace. Stolen away by Hines, but Wallace does run right back down to Daniels. Long pass to Gambrel. Backside shot is up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts that opportunity up. Does not go. Gets a third try. One-hander off the mark. Ivan Green, offensive rebound. 1, 2, 3 times a charm. Ivan knocks that one down. Give him 12.
Well, when you're a good 6'5", 6'6", that's pretty easy to put back in. Like, he's got a dozen.
Like me playing with my niece and nephews back in the day.
And they still beat you.
Yeah, that's not important. Portland was I got the rebounds. Steal in the backcourt by Shane Daniels of Union County. He's got Leo right in the backside. Stolen away by Jake Seagrave. 31-26, Union County on top. Pioneers the basketball. Final 40 seconds of this one. Josh Gammon's got driving. Passes on the backside to Bella Dre. Her shot goes up. It's short. Rebound cleared by Leo Wright. Stolen away by Haley Hines. Shot is blocked from the backside. Ball's loose. 30 seconds left. Bree Truman with the offensive rebound for the Pioneers. Weaves through traffic. Hands it to Haley Hines. She backs away. Pass over to Jake Seagrave. Stolen away by Leo Wright. Back to Seagrave. 20 seconds left. Ball ping-ponging back and forth. Bree Truman runs it down. Loose ball. Pioneers got it. Leo Wright's got a breakout opportunity now. 13 seconds left. His little jumper's no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts that shot back up. No good. Green with the putback. This one goes. He's got 14 points. We got 4 seconds left. 3, 2, and 1. It was a good one here at Kenton Elementary School. The Union County Cougars defeat the Hardin County Pioneers 33-26. Mike, I'll be back. The Sets of Transport postgame show right after this.
The Plaza Inn Family Restaurant Mount Victory has been serving our community since 1959, offering breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and our homemade desserts. Don't forget us for your next party or catering event. Also located inside the old coach room at the Plaza Inn is the dealership bar and restaurant featuring local bands on the weekends. Stop by and check us out. The Plaza Inn and the dealership bar and restaurant are proud supporters of the Hardin County Pioneers and wish them the best of luck this season. The Plaza Inn, it's worth the drive.
McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company, provides material handling equipment and is known for their Wright self-dumping hopper. Made exclusively in Kenton, attention to detail in a variety of sizes and shapes, there's almost no end to the uses of their product. McCullough Industries, an Olympic Steel Company in Kenton. For more information, call them at 800-245-9490.
Hi, I'm Jade Hale from Middlefield Bank, your everything bank, and we believe in the power of community and giving back to our neighbors. Each year, Middlefield Bank finds ways to partner and support local organizations making an impact in your own backyard. From sponsoring programs and events to volunteering with local schools, organizations, and more, we're building a brighter future for your community. Get to know the community bank difference, the Middlefield Bank. Stop in and see us or learn more at middlefieldbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twirl in downtown Kenton, your premier shop for all things class. Let us be a part of your dream wedding. Our large selection of size-inclusive gowns will guarantee that you find one that you will love. And to tie things together, we also have tuxedos and bridesmaids' dresses. For our younger customers, we offer homecoming, prom, and ball gowns. Follow us on all social media platforms to learn more today. Twirl is a proud supporter of WKTN Sports.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back to the SESA Transport Postgame Show live from Kenton Elementary School, Union County. Comes up State Route 31, gets a good victory over the Hardin County Pioneers, 33-26 there. What do you got for the scoring here, buddy?
All right, for Union County Cougars, Leo Wright with two, yeah. Shannon Daniels with six, Ivan was not terrible in the middle. Ivan Green, he had 14 points. Derek Wallace with two. Chris Gambriel had nine for the Hardin County Pioneers. Trent Daniels, four. Josh the Man Gammon, two. Bree Truman, two. Bella Dre, two. Rod Jordan with four. And Jake Seagrave had 12.
Good ball game here, 33-26. The Cougars come up with the victory. We'll take one more time here on the SESA Transport Postgame Show. Come back, name our players of the game, and wrap this one up on your region radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Are you dreaming of a home makeover that reflects your style and comfort? Look no further than Davis Construction, your one-stop solution for all your remodeling needs. Specializing in siding, roofing, seamless gutters, bathrooms, and general remodeling, Davis Construction brings your visions to life. Our skilled craftsmen deliver quality that stands the test of time. Transform your space with confidence. Call Davis Construction today at 937-935-2439 and let us do the work for you.
The LW Boutique in Kenton is your spot for fashion-forward clothing at an affordable price. Located above Twirl, the LW offers a large selection of styles and even personal shopper and styling services. You can find many styling tips and outfit previews on our social media pages and events that we are hosting. Visit us online or stop in for a personal experience in downtown Kenton. The LW is a proud supporter of sports on WKTN.
OptiHealth Physical Therapy is locally owned and operated since 2001 and is here to help you get back to doing what you love. Our team of expert physical therapists provide one-on-one individualized treatment plans to help you recover and return to normal life. From sport injuries to chronic pain, OptiHealth has the experience and knowledge to help you feel your best. Take the first steps towards being pain-free and schedule an appointment today. Stop in or visit us at OptiHealth.org. OptiHealth wishes all area athletes a great season this year and are here if you need us. Call to learn about our free screens.
Are you passionate about engineering? Looking for a career shift? Then join the incredible staff at Ohio High Point Career Center as a high school engineering teacher. Help shape the engineers of tomorrow and open doors to endless possibilities. As the demand for skilled technicians continues to rise, Ohio High Point needs you to train the next generation of engineers, IT, and cybersecurity leaders. You'll enjoy an industry-leading benefits package, salary, and tuition reimbursement as you make a difference in students' lives. Start the next chapter of your career and apply at OhioHighPoint.com.
Your region, your radio. 95.3 WKTN.
Welcome back. Final time from Kenton Elementary School. Union County, the good win over the Hardin County Pioneers, 33-26. Union County led by 10 in the first quarter. Pioneers came back, took the lead 26-25, and an 8-0 run to close the ball game for the Union County Cougars. Time to name our players of the game. Root Lumber player of the game from Hardin County Pioneers, Mike.
We're going to give that to Jake Seagrave, who was all over the court, had at least a double digits in rebounds, 12 points, including three big three-pointers to keep the Pioneers in the ball game. So we gave it to Jake.
And our glazed over player of the game from Union County.
Ivan Green, big man in the middle. He had 14 points himself. Pretty dominant there in the middle. Biggest guy on the court, and he just had a good game.
I was going to say, if you listened all night, we named him a lot. He was out there a lot, Ivan Green, among others. Great night tonight here, a great atmosphere. Happy we could do this one on WKTN. A lot of fun tonight. Great crowd here. Great to see the support for the Pioneers.
Absolutely.
I wish both these teams the best luck as they head into the tournament.
Yep.
So for the final time, you're 33-26, Union County over Hardin County. From my color commentator, Mike Steyer, injury back station, Dr. B, Brandon Byrne. This is Jim Holman saying good evening.
Thank you for joining us for regional basketball action on WKTN. Your sponsors, Edward Jones, Kyle Johnston, FLR Insurance Center,
Hensel Ready Mix, HSLC, McCullough Industries, Middlefield Bank, Ohio High Point Career Center, Opta Health, the Quest Federal Credit Union, Stillwater Metal, The Little Chicago Room, the LW by Twirl, Twirl Bridal, Davis Construction, The Plaza Inn, Forney Sales and Service, Kenton Moose Family Center 428, Cessna Transport, Roof Law Office with Andrew Benching, Mid-Ohio Energy, and Superior Credit Union. Be sure to stick around for the Domino's Question of the Game.